Games.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the PopZara podcast. My name's Josh Boykin, I'm editor here for PopZara, and today I have with me Jenna Hofstein, the founder of Little Worlds Interactive, which recently released the iOS game Counting Kingdom, an educational title meant for younger kids to learn a little bit of addition and tower defense at the same time. Welcome to the show, Jenna.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, it's definitely a joy to have you. As somebody who was raised on Reader Rabbit and Gizmos and Gadgets and a bunch of
classics.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to see where the genre is going. You're the founder of Little Worlds Interactive. Why don't you tell me a bit about the company and the goals and how you got started?
Sure. So I founded Little Worlds Interactive about a year and a half ago with the goal of making amazing educational games that were really built from the ground up as games that happened to be educational. So a large part of the issue that I currently see with the modern educational games that are available is a lot of them are very, very quiz-based. They're fundamentally, you get a quiz question, and then you're either rewarded with fun gameplay for answering that quiz question, or the entire thing is kind of a gamified flashcard app. And I think we can do so much better than that. So I found this studio about a year and a half ago after kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do as an independent developer. Around that time, I had accidentally stumbled onto the educational category in the App Store. And at first, I was so excited because I grew up with a lot of really amazing educational games, you know, the Carmen Sandiegos, the Oregon Trails, Treasure Mountain, you know, really kind of the classics of the genre. And so I wanted to see what the modern equivalents were. And at least for the older kids, I was pretty disappointed with what was available. For the young kids, there are some great companies making toy apps. So like Toca Boca, I'm completely in love with. The whole Dr. Panda series, there's some really, really great apps available. But once you get older, the quality, unfortunately, kind of drops off. And so I thought this was a place where I could have an impact. This was also a really interesting design challenge. Trying to make educational games is actually very, very difficult. And so that's where we jumped in. The studio is, for the most part, me. I'm the only full-time member. But I work with a number of really talented contractors who help out with the art, the animation, and the marketing to kind of fill in the gaps in my own skill set. So I do all the design development. I do all of the kind of, you know, random biz dev, all the other things that would otherwise fall through the cracks. But I have a handful of folks who come in part-time to help out with some of the more just the stuff I can't do, so like art and animation.
Oh, sure. As a writer who cannot do art and animation, I sympathize. So, it's interesting that you bring that that angle of making sure that there's quality gameplay that runs throughout the game. Counting Kingdom, which I've already put some time into, it's not quite designed for my age group, but I have, have actually gotten a pretty good kick out of it. It's an interesting hybrid of sort of basic level mathematics and tower defense. Mm-hmm. For those who haven't gotten the chance to jump into it, every turn monsters will show up with some number on them, ranging from generally one to nine. And you select groups of numbers or groups of monsters. You'll be issued kind of spell cards that have sums on them. And mm-hmm. then you choose those spell cards that have the sums to eliminate groups of monsters. So you might choose if you have a 7 card, you'll choose a 4 monster and a 3 monster, and you'll be able to, knock them away and get points for them and just try and defeat the waves of monsters before they make it to your towers. Sort of a Plants and Zombies-esque approach.
Very inspired by Plants vs. Zombies, absolutely.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about how you came to that idea and Counting Kingdom as a whole.
So, as we talked about a little bit before, the whole idea behind this was to build something that from the bottom up was a game. If you're targeting the consumer market, you're really talking about kids at home. And if they're at home and your game is not fun, then they're just not going to play your game. So you can have the best educational content in the world, but if it's not engaging, the kids are not even going to get to that content. So it's really, really a question of how can we make this as interesting as possible. And so my design process is, I have a paper prototyping kit that has a lot of cannibalized board game parts, some markers, lots of paper, scissors. You know, it's a big, big crafty mess. And I like to sit down with it. And really, for this game in particular, I really was thinking about how can we make addition strategic? How can I build a system where every move you're making is still fundamentally addition, but it's done in a very strategic way where there isn't just one answer. So you're still doing addition, but it's more about how can I make the best move instead of simply how do I solve this problem?
Sure, and I will say that's actually one of the things that it took me a little bit of playing before I understood conceptually. When you defeat larger groups of monsters, or those monsters add up to larger sums of numbers, they're worth more points. So you get, if you get two monsters and they add up to seven, you get 14 points. You get seven twice. But if you get four monsters and they add up to seven, then you get seven four times,
Yeah,
which kind
exactly.
of convinces you to come up with more complicated ways to get the sums you're looking for, or to come up with higher sums by combining spell cards and then, taking people out with a 17 spell card instead of a five.
Exactly. And it was very, very important to me to allow that range of possibilities. So if I have a kid who's playing through the game and they're not totally comfortable with their math abilities quite yet, they can jump in and make some very, very basic spells and still be able to get through the level. You know, it might be a little bit hairier. They might not get as many points, but they're probably going to be able to make their way through it. But if we have a kid who's very confident, really wants to push their abilities, they're rewarded for doing so. So they can make bigger spells, which gets them more points. And the explosions are quite a lot flashier when you're banishing more monsters at a time. So I tried to encourage kids to really push their math abilities, push what they were doing, but not punish them if they weren't ready for that quite yet.
Sure. Another interesting point. It seems like generally in the sort of just consumer entertainment game realm, it's more about setting a bar and then having gamers reach that bar or find another game. But I suppose in the educational world, it's more about, providing opportunities for everybody to learn at that level. You've talked a bit about the idea of these being, of Counting Kingdom being played in homes or at a consumer level, but do you think that there's a place for it in more of a structured classroom setting?
Sure. So I think that educational games in general can have a really great role in the classroom. I would certainly never advocate for them as a replacement for teachers. You know, high quality teachers are hands down just what we need for teaching. There is no concept of replacing teachers, but I think it can be one of the tools in a teacher's tool sets for getting kids additional practice in particular. For engaging kids in these topics when they might otherwise be working on a worksheet or a group work. And so with the Counting Kingdom, I would love to see it be used in classrooms. I'm hoping to get the opportunity to add in a few additional features to really support teachers. So things like classroom management tools or deeper analytics for teachers to look at. So those aren't in there quite yet, but I think even at the state it's at now, it could be something I hope that many teachers find helpful in the classroom.
Great. So, what do you feel makes a compelling educational game as a whole? It sounds like Little World Interactive's focus is to make compelling gameplay, but how do you also make sure that kids are learning at the same time as they're going through these educational experiences?
So for me, the approach is very, very basic. First, it has to be a compelling game, regardless of the educational content. If your game is not fun, if it can't stand toe to toe with other games, then you're just not going to stand a chance because kids aren't going to opt into that experience over, you know, watching Frozen for the 32nd time.
Yeah,
So
I've
it
got a
has to.
couple friends of mine who are mothers who would agree.
Yeah, exactly. So it fundamentally has to be compelling. So that was absolutely step number one for us. And step number two was really trying to build this interesting gameplay system where every move you were making was still addition. So what can we do with math that's interesting and exciting and engaging, but building that in a way where really that was the litmus test for us, was can this stand toe-to-toe with other games? And it's been incredibly exciting because we were selected for the PAX 10 this year, which was an amazing honor. It's great. The first educational game for kids that has been selected. So that was wonderfully exciting. And we've gotten a whole bunch of other awards as well. The MESS Digi Challenge Grand Prize, we're in the Indie Prize Showcase at Casual Connect. So for me, that's really validated this idea that the Counting Kingdom can stand on its own as a game. It's not just a fun educational game. It's a fun game, full stop.
Yes, a lot of companies now, you know, you find your franchise and then you push it. If you're Ubisoft and you release 9,000 Assassin's Creed games, you're like, all right, well, we'll just throw all the spaghetti at the wall and see if it sticks. But I ask that question, do you then, with Little Worlds Interactive, continue on the Counting Kingdom franchise and try to come up with like a subtraction kingdom, a multiplication kingdom, or do you have other ideas that you're planning on doing that are maybe not even in the same set as Counting Kingdom?
You know, I'm honestly not sure. That's something that I'm going to take the next month or so to really figure out. There are so many different possibilities out there. We could create a sequel. We could create an entirely different IP. We could stick with math. We could do something else. I would love to tackle either multiplication or fractions in particular.
Okay.
But so much time and energy has just been focused on getting this game out the door that I haven't spent quite enough time yet to figure out just what's next. So we'll see. I'm not quite sure.
Sure. You know, actually, I'm sorry. This is kind of a blindside question, but but it's not a bad one. So I think one of the cool things about hearing you talk about Counting Kingdom and Little Worlds Interactive is that you obviously have a passion for educational gaming,
mm-hmm.
Both gaming and education, and not like, oh, well, there's one or the other. What was the first time where you saw Counting Kingdom in action and you're like, wow, I just did something awesome, you know, that like aha payoff moment?
Mm-hmm. Those are what really make it worth it. There have been a good number of those. Every time I exhibit the game, you know, at least a handful of kids will be there that I can play around with. And it's frankly so much more fun to play the game with kids at events like PAX than it is with adults. So I'm always really excited to see the kids there. I think one of my favorite moments that has happened in the past 6 months or so, a friend of mine has a 4-year-old who picked up the game and started playing it and really, really enjoying it. And the game is targeted at 6 to 8-year-olds. So I was just impressed off the bat that this 4-year-old was even really able to kind of jump in and fully engage with it.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, my friend sent me a message saying, just so you know, my son is practicing his math skills in his spare time outside of the game so that he can get better at the game.
Wow.
And I mean, there just are not words for how cool that is and how astonishing and amazing that was to me. And that, you know, that's the kind of story that just warms my heart and really reminds me, you know, why this is worth it. Why, you know, if my game can have an impact on even just one kid, that is a very cool thing.
That's fantastic. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know what else to say. I think that's really great to hear about. Well, I think that about takes our time. Did you have anything that you wanted to wrap up with or any parting thoughts?
I don't think so, other than, you know, please check out the game. It's available on PC, Mac, and iOS, so you can get it from the Steam store, the Humble store, or the App Store. And I would love to have more kids playing it. I would love to hear feedback from kids and parents and teachers. So please check it out.
That was, again, Jenna Hofstein with Little Worlds Interactive and her game Counting Kingdom. Thank you for being on the show, Jenna. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Popzara folks, y'all have a great day, and be sure to tune in next time.
The Popzara podcast is executive produced by Chris Mitchell. All original content and features broadcast throughout the Popzara podcast are copyright 2014 Pippo Publishing, LLC. All music and assorted sounds used throughout the podcast are copyright to their respective owners and legal entities. For more fabulous features and digital delights, be sure to check out The Whole Enchilada at popzara.com.